Crystal, if you were to go crabbing, what would you use for bait?
Like a fish frame.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
I mean, that makes sense. Bit boring, though. What if you were to step it up with some of these options?
We've got a six-piece original recipe KFC. We've got a foot-long chicken fillet, the old barbecue meat lovers. You can't go wrong with that. From Red Rooster, we've got the whole chook. Over here, we've got a ultimate double whopper from Hungry Jack's. And we've got a double quarter pounder from Macca's.
James from the Instagram and YouTube channel Skid Pig has gone crabbing with just those things, Crystal.
No.
James, did they work?
Oh, yeah. They sure did, mate.
It seems like such a waste of glorious fast food, but I am kind of curious as to what worked best.
Oh, Hungry Jack's was the clear winner. Macca's came second, and then Red Rooster got third place.
So, did you catch some goodies or did you just catch some Jennies? Be honest here.
We brought home 12 legal bucks, like good ones, and there was a couple that we could have kept, but they were empty, so we let them go.
Brady, don't you know what a Jenny is?
Is it a female
it's
crab?
It's a female crab, so don't laugh at me like I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm just
right?
laughing because it surprised me when you whip these sort of things out. It's like, where did she pull this from?
My partner, Joseph. So, what's your favourite recipe to cook with your crabs once you catch them?
Oh, the best one I've tried so far is doing it on the barbecue with butter, salt, pepper, and garlic.
Nice and simple. I like that. Is there any sort of taste in the crab meat of like the fast food that they've snacked on in the pots?
Luckily, no, because we have used roadkill before.
Oh!
I don't like that. What kind of roadkill?
Skippy that we found on the side of the road.
So like when you chuck that in your car... Do you wrap it in a towel? Do you chuck it in a bucket or do you just chuck it in this tray? Like, what's the go?
Oh, it was wrapped up in a heap of garbage bags inside an Esky in the back of the car. It was terrible.
Oh, that's rank. Now, be honest.
We did a video on that too. It was gross.
Well, we can have a look at that if we want to see how gross it is. At least we can't smell it.
There's a video I need to talk about.
Yeah?
It's a video of the Maori sea perch that you chucked back in the water.
Oh, my God. I don't even talk about that.
What are you two on about?
Okay, so he didn't realize what kind of fish it was. He thought it was like some crap fish that you throw back.
Right.
But it was a Maori sea perch, which is a delicacy.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, they're like top five table fish.
Oh.
But I didn't know either, so that's the rule. If you don't know, let it go. So
you just got to go for a fish with me sometime and I'll teach you a few things.
Oh.
Yeah, I need that. That's why we're called Average Aussie Adventures.
Oh, I don't want to see a collab between you two.
I think it'd be great.
I don't want to see it.
I'm down.
James, I know you've got a lot of interviews you're doing this morning. You're on, what, Sunrise and Today shows and all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, today, this morning, yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Popular man right here in Townsville.
Did you have a shave?
No way.
Well, if people want to check out the videos and the kangaroo one and all that sort of stuff and possibly a Crystal collab, Skid Pig on YouTube and Instagram, right, mate?
Yep, that's the one, mate.